Track 7, Avoiding Rape. On the last track, we discussed saying no to sex. This track provided responses for your client who was unable to avoid an unwanted sexual advance and must respond to a partner who is coming on strong. On this track, we will discuss avoiding rape. This track provides methods for avoiding rape and avoiding date rape. As you listen to this track, consider the issues embedded in deciding what to do with the sensitive information your client may provide you regarding rape. Haley, age 14, stated her concerns regarding rape. Haley stated, "This girl at my school was raped. One of her brother's friends did it. It's pretty scary because my brother has some friends that look at me kind of strange sometimes." How might you have responded to Haley? I stated, "Most rapes are committed by someone that the victim knows, but other times the rapist is a complete stranger. Here are some things you can do to prevent rape. First, don't walk alone, especially at night. Stay with a friend, or even better, a group of friends. Second, don't stop to help strangers who are parked in a car or van. And if you are approached, scream, or carry a device that makes a loud, sharp sound. Then run." Haley asked, "What if someone grabs me too quick?" To answer Haley's question, I stated, "If you can put up a struggle without getting severely hurt, then try to stun the attacker with mace, a finger jab or claw to the eye, a punch to the throat, or a kick to the groin. If you are able to momentarily stun the attacker, don't hang around. Run away immediately. Beware that some attackers may be expecting a fight. Some attackers may become violent enough to seriously injure someone. If struggling makes the attacker more violent and you can't get away, then saving your life is your priority. Always trust your instincts or gut feelings. If you are in an area or situation where you don't feel comfortable, get to a safe area as quickly as possible. Don't be afraid to run into a store and approach another person for help. Next, let's discuss methods for avoiding date rape. Does your client have issues with dates thinking that if they pay for dinner and a movie, they should get sex in return? Haley's concern was with her brother's friends because a similar type of date rape had happened to her friend at school. Therefore, Haley was especially interested in methods for avoiding date rape. I stated, "Stay sober. Don't drink or do drugs at parties, and try to stay away from them altogether. Alcohol and drugs slow down your ability to think and make you unable to make good decisions. Also, tell your date before he starts drinking that you don't feel comfortable with it. If he does it anyway, call home, a friend, or call a cab. Third, stick around places where there are a lot of people. And finally, don't give mixed messages. Guys become easily confused when they see you dressed a certain way, say certain things, or see you dance a certain way. Avoid casual touching and speak up if things are moving too fast." On this track, we discussed avoiding rape. Clearly, the ethical issue here is the boundary of confidentiality versus the client reporting to the authorities a rape. Think of a client you are currently treating who may be placing him or herself in harm's way. If he or she were date raped, what would your course of action be? Question 7. What are 3 methods for avoiding date rape? This CD has covered such topics as 4 common misunderstandings, deciding about sex, being in love, 6 kinds of love, saying no to sex part 1, saying no to sex part 2, and avoiding rape. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include Treating Teen Self-Mutilation, Treating Post-Holiday Letdown and Depression, Living with Secrets, Treating Childhood Sexual Trauma, Interventions for Anxiety Disorders with Children and Adults, and Balancing the Power Dynamic in the Therapeutic Relationship. I wish you the best luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future homesteading needs at homestudycredit.com.